This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, there I am at the library computer lab, and I'm with Chris Bridges, aka Ludacris, and I am with Antonio Banderas, or it's maybe Chris Kattan, and Chris and I can't tell, because Chris is obviously able to disappear into a role.
Similar command of English, similar romantic energy. Like when he's disappearing into that role.
Well, when he becomes Antonio,
yes,
it is sex on a stick, and I hope you don't mind me saying that. And the stick effectively is his wing. But we're in the...
And he, of course, would play a lot of those characters, romantic characters like Mango and Mr. Peepers, to have an excuse to rub up on women.
Yes.
And that's not me saying that. That's something that he himself has said.
But he's Antonio, or it is Antonio, and we're not sure. We've all heard the stories from Corky Romano that we just don't know when he's him and when they're them. But we're souping up the computers in the computer lab, pimping them out. Crazy mega RAM.
Wow.
Microprocessor.
Okay.
Friggin' juicing all the electricity.
The Hertz drive?
Yeah. You're not kidding. No, it really does kill. So we're doing friggin' the logic board.
Yeah.
It's more like a logic tree at this point, because we are going nuts on this
tree
stuff.
Like being made of
screwdriver.
Like a lot, being like the biggest and best board that you can get.
That's God's board. Tree's God's board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boards were already here. Sorry, carpenters. I know you want to take credit for all this
shit. They found them.
Yeah, they actually already were here. Sorry. And Antonio will tell you the same thing, or it might be Chris. And we're doing this, and then we're kind of like putting the final touches on. Now it's a lot of aesthetic stuff. Flames, skulls, skateboards, bees, stinging bees, just decals and stuff. And then the last step is, hey, what we're doing, and this is for the kids, when they turn it back on, maybe instead of it going, boom, like they usually do, it goes... You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that because I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down. Would have gave you anything, would have gave you everything. Whoa.
And you need incredible speed and power to be able to do that. And even then, it's probably getting very hot. And the fan is going really fast.
And yes, and we're test driving it a few times, and we're starting a lot of fire. Burn the fuck. I mean, talk about a Hertz drive. That really was hurting. But finally, we get it to a place where we think it's going to work. We think it's going to be safe. And we let those kids in. And the look on their faces when I sang Post Malone.
It's your voice.
Was all worth it. Yeah, well, we don't want to pay for the rights to the song.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood
Handbook.
We do a show every week.
We do. Whether we like it or not.
And sometimes
I don't feel like doing it. This is one of those days.
Do you want to talk about why?
No.
We talk about TV and movies. We have a producer named Chef Kevin. We have Engineer Jordan.
Engineer Jordan.
The company is called Earwolf.
Owned by Scripps.
That we do the shows for.
And Midroll and Stitcher are all wrapped up in this.
Yes, they're under the same corporate umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My dog Bosch is here.
Yeah.
What else is happening in the studio?
We have had many guests.
Oh. Dozens.
And this week we have new guests. This is why, part of why I feel like I have to do this. We don't have anyone who hasn't been on the show 5-6 times before.
Yeah.
Because they don't, people either are very anxious to come back for like career reasons or will not come back and certainly won't do the show for the first time.
Yes. You can tell how someone is doing based on whether or not they're willing to come back on this show. And it'll be interesting to see what happens for your career following this show, whether you come back, in which case, my condolences, or whether you say, I'll never do this again.
People either instantly reply to the text and say, oh, yes, well, yes, when can I do it?
What time?
Or you see the bubbles appear for a long time, and then they just go away and never come back.
So, it's
Mitra.
It's all part of our new quiz. Yeah, Mitra's here, and we'll see if you're a right away or you're a bubbler. Okay, Mitra, hi.
Hi.
Mitra, your Twitter name is Tweetra?
Tweetra.
That is so good.
Thank you.
Can you do that for anybody?
Yeah, can you do it for me?
Yes. So, what's your last name?
Clem Dog.
Okay. Clem Dog Tweetra.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I didn't think that was going to work.
Yeah, but...
But it really does.
It really does have a ring.
Yeah.
This kid's got some spunk.
He's Davenport Tweetra at Twitter.com.
At Twitter.com, tra.
Yeah.
Whoa. Shit, do Chef Kevin.
Chef Tweetra Kevin at Johari at Twitter.com/TweetraJohari.
Now you're launching a pilot.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's at Earwolf.
Yes.
And can I just say welcome to the family?
Thank you. We'll have a chance to be a member of the family, but in the family.
I was going
to
say, if it goes.
Right.
I remember when we did our pilot.
How was that?
It was bad.
Oh. Well, I'm excited to try.
But at the time, they would just take whatever they could, because they were making money off us. So at the time, it was like a multi-level marketing thing. Where they were just trying
like
to. Yes, they were just trying to. It was bodies, warm bodies. And so little did we know, we were trying to do a good job.
Yes.
But I'm not even sure they listened to it.
No, it didn't matter what we did. We'd go like, did you like the show? And they'd go, yeah.
Yeah. But really, they like the money, basically, that we were offering them. We want to do something, Mitra. So I kind of like. I have all these different lives and show business, and I try not to sort of let them cross over. But you being here represents kind of a blurring of those lines because, of course, you and I did.
Well, it's Relationship George. Sorry, but Seinfeld.
Yes.
Do you know Jerry Seinfeld?
I know of.
Yes. You would love this guy.
I love.
He's not. Now, he's a little fresh.
Okay.
So, you know, don't look for him on any college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's so fucking raw, it's like, of course he's not doing colleges. But anyway, Jerry Seinfeld had this program with George, and when Relationship George would
collide.
Oh, this
was with Veep, too.
They did Relationship George on Veep?
Veep's in it.
Veep's in.
Oh, yes, Veep is in it.
But was there, I have not seen all of them, and I can't always follow it.
Veep
was there a relationship Veep and a normal Veep?
There's Veep from the Veep at work and then Veep not at work.
Yes.
Because she has to talk outside to lots of people in America when she's Veep, but then there's also Veep behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that probably is a nice parallel to Relationship George.
Mm-hmm.
The many sides of the same
George.
So this is almost, yes. So Relationship Veep is one side of George.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something I'm just thinking of, and I know we don't like to sing this man's songs anymore, but it's like, let me give you that Veep, Veep. You know what I mean? Let me give you that Veep, Veep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you always separate the art from the artist.
Running
when it comes to parody songs is what you like to say.
Well, because it's about the jokes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stealing.
If that makes any sense.
No one and should now, be mad at me yes. for stealing from him. Because I'm now making
should
a ton of money.
Should we not be allowed to, yeah, to loot his, like, rifle through his pockets now that he's gone?
Hey,
yeah.
I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't take it with you, buddy. You're a fucking corpse. I can't dig around and steal leftover some mints or whatever.
So I'm Relationship George, but today... The worlds are colliding.
Worlds are colliding. Oh. Ah! I spilled. I did a big spill. Kevin, emergency spill. Yes.
He's coming.
The Kleenex.
But it was
Edgier Jordan. I'm not talking to you. Please, I'm so ashamed now. What did I do?
But it was worth it, I think, for the big physical move that you did when you said worlds are colliding.
Worlds are
it's
colliding.
It's almost inevitable every
Kramer.
Time.
And I wish you guys could have seen what he did. It was so graceful.
My worlds are colliding, Kramer. So,
did you smear any of the names? That's, I guess, the big advantage of nobody wanting to sign this table anymore because people are embarrassed
to
come
to
here.
Spill.
Is that it's much easier to spill.
Kevin just popped in. Why? Like, why would Kevin appear in that room again?
Maybe to say hi to me.
It feels like he should only be coming into this room and with something for me to dry up.
I think the coffee. Door.
I know, but it's. Not, I mean,
the door might be locked.
Someone
open
has
the
to,
door.
Nobody would lock this.
Thanks. The door's locked.
You guys lock him out.
Bosch locked the door.
No, the door wasn't locked.
Yeah, Kevin's doing a trick. Well, nice trick, Kevin. You freaking made me spill.
So let me talk about Relationship George.
Please.
The worlds are colliding because Mitra and I did an episode of Love It or Leave It.
Yeah.
Which is, I am, of course, a political junkie.
Right.
I'm obsessed with political. I love...
Me too. I love the social liberal...
Yes.
Fiscal liberal...
Yes. And that's what we talk about on that show.
And vote.
Yes. And you go on the show, you vote, you talk about political, and
you sort of,
everybody
you sort of
votes.
Are, you sort of
yes.
are there screaming with a lot of other people
yes.
that are sitting next to you about vote and about, you know, like Cheeto.
And yes. save everyone with a vote. And is it now, is everyone, inside everyone is a Bernie bro?
Uh-huh.
A Cheeto, a Covington Catholic school kid,
mm-hmm. and an INTJ,
and an INTJ, and a V.
Those are the
and a
yes.
V. Is this right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm yes. only. I haven't. I don't know the show. I don't know politics. Where I grew up, we didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad because where I grew up, people yell. People believe in something. People are upset, but people are talking to each other and people are watching news. And it's different types of news depending on belief.
You grew up in a news junkie town.
I grew up in a news junkie town. And so I had a lot of things.
One of those towns, like you're like a Rust Belt town where yeah. everyone these days is a news junkie.
Yes. I grew up in Ohio
mm-hmm.
next to Farm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And that's real.
Yeah.
Tell me about Farm.
Farm was big, and what was cool about Farm is
you're
that...
You're something of a fellow farmy brat with Sean.
Your farm.
Mm-hmm.
So for my farm, big, farm had a real barn. Farm had corn most of the time, but not always. And Farm went on for a long time, but then...
That's the thing about corn. You have to know growing up on a farm, it's only sometimes.
Only sometimes, and you want it to be all the time.
Yes, please, yeah.
And I remember waking up on farm day when the things pop out of the soil and seeing that there was not going to be corn that year.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I was going to have to wait at least one more year to eat corn.
Mm-hmm. This kid's the real deal, Hayes. You were right.
Yep.
She does know farm.
Because sometimes the beavils get in there.
Well, yeah.
I still recall waking up, going to try to beat up the beavils, walking down, milk the goose. Everything.
Get your hands on those udder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Your hands if you're lucky.
Bliss.
Your hands if you're lucky. Anyway,
so we did Love It or Leave It.
Right.
I unfortunately was given Leave It at the end of the show.
And I was given or.
That's that seems better than leave it to me, but it's so ambiguous. It must be tough for you to.
Oars are heavy, and if you don't have a boat, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. What do you do? What'd you do with your oar?
Well, I repurposed it.
And it's like a big, like, crew oar.
It's big. So I made 10 hairbrushes out of it and gave them as gifts to all my friends.
I was going to say, your hair looks
good.
Multiple brushed.
But is it true that you gave them to all your friends, but your friends at the same time had shaved off all their hair to try to make a big oar for you?
Well, I made
a boat, perhaps.
Probably a boat.
A boat.
Yeah. Well, I was giving them the brushes as a statement to tell them I didn't like A, the gift, and B, the look.
Mm.
If that makes any sense.
Like, make your hair come back.
Yeah, here's a brush. Grow your hair out.
Yeah, make your hair.
Yeah, here's a brush. Loser.
But we did the show. It was gigantic smash show. We have been sort of touring around.
Just us.
Doing the episode again.
Yeah. What are they doing for season two of that show?
Of our episode?
Yeah.
Well, people love the episode. So mostly we just transcribe our parts of the episode and then say those parts of the episode.
Yes.
Because it's not enough to hear that. People want to see that. Mm-hmm. So when people see us do that, they cheer.
Yes. Uh-oh. And I do want to point out that I was explicitly told that I was not allowed to sit next to John.
And that me too. When I'm on the show, I have to sit. I'm actually in another room. Because I always try to touch him. When I talk to someone on a podcast, I have to be making contact.
You were saying, I think there was a little delay, that when they actually cut it, they really did a good job of editing out. But you were saying hello a lot.
Because no one was responding to me.
Yeah, I think because there was maybe a 15-second delay. And I could tell how frustrating that was for you, but it cut together actually really nicely, you have to admit. But at times it seemed like you were really scared and not sure if anyone was there.
Well, it was scary because the room I was in was dark, no windows, and I couldn't hear anything. And no one would tell me who the president was, so I just didn't even know what opinion I should have.
Who you were supposed to vote for.
Yeah, and I just kept trying to cast my vote, but... Mm-hmm. It's a paradox of choice. There were just too many options.
Thank you. When
you don't know who president is, how can you vote for president?
You can vote for anybody.
Yeah. So I just kept voting for different baseball players from Cincinnati Reds because that's where I'm from.
Mm. Wow. Like who?
Ken Griffey Jr. used to play there.
Okay, that is most famous team. But yeah.
Heroes.
Sure. That's okay.
And I think it actually is his most famous team.
Okay. All right. I'm willing to argue about this.
Oh, okay.
I agree with Mitra. I picture Ken Griffey Jr. I see him standing next to Barry Larkin in a Cincinnati Reds uniform.
So we have to get into our main, so what we really want to do on this show. So they do a segment on Love It or Leave It.
So I still don't know what this is.
You don't know what Love It or Leave It is?
No, I haven't been invited. I mean, here Mitra's complaining about being in a separate room, but I'm apparently in a separate entire industry. So
you want to do the show?
Well, as I said, where I grew up, we didn't really have voting and stuff like that. I grew up on a very different farm than yours. We still had Farm Day. Mm-hmm. We still had Beevils. But we didn't really have voting machines.
Maybe the same Beevils because they fly around. Is there any way that you guys could figure out if it was the same Beevils?
A 23andMe.
Well, you could do that because definitely they got some of your blood.
Yeah.
From biting you, and in return you get a little bit of theirs.
Your blood if you're lucky.
So there is I'm sure a way to see if you guys were bit by the same Beevils and have some of their blood the same.
Okay, well, you just give me a swab when we're done and I'll mail it out.
He's got one right in his shirt pocket.
Yeah. It's a
try
little
not
dirty.
To eat it. I keep confusing my eating tissues and my 23andMe tissues, so I never actually get a kid out because I just keep eating them.
That's not what we talk. We have to talk about Lover. We can't talk about the 23andMe tissues and
to have me back.
This is why I'm getting ahead of it because I know this is a big thing. But we have to talk about. We have to do the Love It or Leave It. This could be a good audition for you.
Should we book for when she comes back, though? Because I now am more interested a little bit.
I say, Kevin, book it while we're doing this.
Book it, Kevin.
But for this one, we have to do...
Do you want me to get... I should get out my calendar.
This is carved out, and it's time sensitive. I'll tell you why. Because Love It or Leave It, they have a segment called The Rant Wheel, and the copyright has lapsed. So we have this very tight window to get in and start doing the rant wheel.
Yes.
Now, of course, the rant wheel is they put rants on the wheel, they spin the wheel, and you actually have to haul off and do a big rant.
You get to absolutely go off.
And you get to ether one of your enemies, and it can be a person, and it can be like a concept. It can be anyone except Love It. That's not allowed.
Okay.
I try. Yeah. Every single time from my cave, I try. I say, please let me just air my grievances about Love It.
When I was doing the show, you tried to ether Love It. I was like, this is getting cut. And also, you didn't do a great job.
Well, I just kept...
You kept talking about how he was, like, pretty nice.
I was like, John Lovett, okay, how about you're smart, you're funny, you seem like you work really hard.
Uh-huh. This guy sounds like the freaking Dos Equis guy.
Yeah.
I mean, smart, are we kidding here?
I know.
So, we can do the rant wheel right now.
Okay.
And the window is very tight. Well, we have to put rants on it.
Okay.
So what's something that you want to put up there?
I'd like to put my availability for next week to come back on the podcast.
You want to rant about that?
Yeah, I just want to list off the days I'm free so that you guys, just put it up there. We'll see if it lands on that. But that's something I think would be interesting.
Okay.
For me to talk about.
That might piss off Kevin. Kevin is really into like making this show popular. He's like obsessed with
it. Pathetic.
And so, like, he would probably be pissed.
I'd like to
also, he wants more men on the show.
It's pathetic.
No, Queen. I'm looking at Kevin. I'm shaking my hand.
Okay. So, so the first thing on the rant wheel is Beatrice's availability for next week.
Okay.
Can you just write it as that?
Okay.
Sean, what's something you want to put up there?
The rant wheel.
You want to rant about the rant wheel? Okay. For me,
so just so everybody knows, Engineer Jordan has typed in Mitra's availability for next wheel.
I think that's our fault because we did say words while she was typing. And that means that she has to type the words that she hears.
All right. But when I was in engineering school, they told me that I was going to have to listen and type something totally different at the same time. So that was a class for that. That wasn't at your school.
No.
She actually had her own school. She has a BA in vocal performance. She has a BA in
vocal performance
at Engineer Jordan's School for Soundrels.
This will never end.
Well,
see?
Oh my God, the fucking sound. Jesus, the tone.
You need to leave here and go straight for audition to The Voice.
Jordan, all right, bye guys.
Jordan, why weren't you on Masked Engineer? Come on.
Yeah, you failed us.
In bed.
Come on,
what is this, the end of a fortune
cookie?
What's this,
a fortune cookie?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. What's the third one for Rant Wheel?
The third one is, you know, you got somewhere to be. I would say turning off my game before I save.
Is this all on the same line?
That's all one.
Okay.
My seatbelt. B-E-L-T.
Mm-hmm. Family style dining.
Yeah, that's good.
Ooh. Hot drink.
Hot drink, that's good.
Can I cold drink?
Oh, good.
Like antennas. These antennas everywhere.
Mm.
Is that how you spell it?
Yes.
Okay.
Little cars.
Uh-huh. Jeez. Now, we only have one spot left, Mitra, so you better get in there.
Okay. My bottom row of teeth.
Okay, it says my bottom
my
row
bottom
of Mitra's
row of
teeth.
Mitra's teeth. Okay, I hope good. I get that one.
Okay, so... Now we scroll up. Apply wheel changes. Okay, now we actually have a visual rant wheel that is computerized. And so the options are, we just want to review them. Mitra's availability for next week, the rant wheel, turning off game before save, seatbelt, family-style dining, hot drink, cold drink, antennas, little cars, and my bottom row of Mitra's teeth. So, who's going first?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll go.
Wait, no, Kevin has to devise a randomized system.
Oh, yes.
Because
Kevin...
We we set up.
We
want to
get a second wheel in a new window and spin to see who goes first.
Now that's really smart, and they don't do that on.
No, they don't have one wheel,
and that is what I wish they would do. So it's exciting that you guys are doing it.
Yeah, because they made me go first, and I wasn't ready.
Yeah,
and he was. They were just like, "Why you just deleted them all?"
No, it's a new wheel to pick who's going first.
Oh, and now I see we can have up to 100
choices. Oh, we got to do that. Come on, we got to do that.
We have to get up to 100. I agree.
We have to do 100.
Maybe we spin once and then we add a bunch more. Sean Hayes, Mitra. Do we add Kevin as well?
No.
Add Kevin.
Okay, great. We should have Kevin.
Yeah, Chef Kevin.
Okay. Not me.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Okay, but
let's definitely get Jordan in there.
You got to sing about it.
Yeah, if you're willing to sing your rant.
Yeah, you have to sing your rant because you missed Mass Engineer.
Okay, that's fine. I can deal with that.
And you gotta have a name of the animal that you're dressed as the masked engineer.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Okay.
She hasn't even listened to it yet.
You didn't listen.
So you're the
I
one.
I didn't listen to it yet.
So you're the one.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm the one.
Reminds me of the joke Ready? Alf told in the Alf movie.
Wait, say the joke.
He goes, "What's the difference between toilet paper and a shower curtain?" And the person says, "I don't know." And he says, "So you're the one."
Spin the wheel, please. And Sean is up first.
Let's do best 2 out of 3.
How would that work?
Well, spin it 2 more times. We'll find out.
Oh, we're spinning the rant wheel.
Oh, no.
Sean gets turning off game before save.
Oh,
gosh.
And now do we put a clock on it? And do we have to do some kind of music?
Okay, what kind of music do you want?
Search YouTube.
How about YouTube running out of cave music?
YouTube running out of cave.
Yeah, running out of cave music. Into the light.
Because I want it to be like stressful but triumphant.
Yes.
And also because my experience of Love It or Leave It is in a room with no windows and no light. So for me, it's sort of...
To simulate that, it's you trying to get out of the cave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Running out of cave music.
Ice Age checking out the cave.
That could be good.
Yeah. Which one?
From the Ice Age...
Okay, hold on. Let me not...
Score. Turn up. That's good. Okay.
I can rant to this.
Start the clock. Lock the gates.
Wait, how long is it supposed to go for?
She started the clock at 5 minutes.
That's too long.
No, you have to go for 5 minutes. That's
the show.
That's the show. And that's what you're getting into when you're going on Love or Leave It. So if you want, consider this your audition.
Okay. It's all right. It's time to rant. Everybody's heard the wheel spin, and now I'm going off. Would you get out of my way while I rant, please? Pardon my rant, but I think it's time for you to hear a little bit about it. Man, when the wheel stops, it's rant time, baby. And when I'm ready to go, you better clear out the lane. Because I'm going to be dunking on a couple of ideas here that maybe really cheese my nards. So if you ever think about how you turn off a game before you save it, well, then you know what I'm about to say. nope, not having it. It's not exactly my cup of tea. Oh, and by the way, I don't even drink tea. I fucking inject that shit into my butthole. Yeah, the human butt organ has a lot of different things about it that could be interesting, but one of them is that when you inject tea, it doesn't exactly make you happy that you turn off your game before you save it. What's he talking about? Some of the old people in the crowd are saying. Here's what I'm talking about. The rapper The Game, he is pretty turned off by some of what I've been talking about lately. That's right. I've been saying that he is not a great rapper. And he has been saying to me, don't turn me off. I was about to save you. And in the scenario I'm describing, I was about to get beat up and he could have stopped it. So yeah, I don't exactly like turning off The Game before he saves me because I do get punched and I do get beat up and it does knock all the tea out of my butt.
Wow.
That's good. And then you went over your time.
Oh, great.
But that's allowed. Can we stop the Ice Age music, please? That was really good.
That's a great audition.
It was a little scary.
Yeah.
What scared you about it?
How mad you got.
How raw it was.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I was going for.
But it's good because it's nice to hear people talk about the stuff they care about in this industry where everyone is hooked up to device.
Everyone has freaking irony poison.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad. Like why don't we just talk and care, if that makes any sense?
So ex Sean.
It so does.
Thank you.
Ex him.
Ex
from me. The wheel.
Oh, got it. He's gone.
I'm an ex wheel.
Okay. Now spin the wheel. Da-da-da. And I need the sound.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's Engineer Jordan. Give the people what they want. Okay. Now spin the rant wheel, please. And you do have to sing it. And real. Oh, Engineer Jordan got cold drink.
Cold drink. Wow, this should be good.
Should it be to music or it's just me singing?
It should be to music. If you listen to the Mass Engineer, the way we did it was you found a YouTube karaoke track and you sing over that. And you have to say what your animal is.
Okay, what should the karaoke track be?
You decide.
Yeah.
Everyone decided on Mass Engineer. They did a really good job.
You're doing a really good job, too.
Oh, thanks, Kevin.
Kevin just came in and got in Engineer Jordan's ear, and it freaked her out pretty bad.
Okay, this is cold drinks.
That's your animal name, too?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we can go with that.
Engineer cold drinks.
Engineer cold drinks.
Goodness gracious.
That's what she says at the beginning. That's her,
woo!
Yeah.
It's so cold.
That's her, mustard on the beach.
These drinks are so cold. I like cold drinks.
You should be ranting.
I like them with ice cubes in my glass.
No, you don't like it.
Oh, okay. I really don't like it. Never mind. Oh, I just don't want cold drinks. Oh, I just don't want cold. I don't want cold drinks.
More specifics, please.
Oh, okay. I went to the restaurant and I got a drink and I said, "What the hell? There's ice in this drink." I don't understand. On the restaurant it says hot. Drink served only. But you gave me a damn cold drink. I don't want a cold drink. Please, I don't want a cold drink.
Less specific.
I'm done.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You went over your time. Thank you, Engineer Jordan.
All right, thank you, Engineer Cold Drinks.
Okay, thanks.
I never seen you so pissed off.
There were so many. I guess I was anticipating that all the times where she's saying, I want to have this, I want to have that, that she'd be saying, I want to have hot drink or don't want to have cold drink.
No.
But she didn't use those opportunities, and that was a surprise.
And I just actually, when I had to do my rant, didn't even know we were allowed to use a karaoke track.
Do you want to redo your rant?
No.
Okay. Do you want to be added back
Maybe
on the wheel?
After.
Okay.
Yeah, put me back on the wheel
okay,
just in case.
Okay, X yourself.
Just in case.
And add Sean.
Okay.
And now spin the wheel, please.
All right.
Just in case there's a chance to do a karaoke track.
Okay. Well, okay, here we go.
Mitra's turn.
Okay, let me just X out what we have already done.
Okay.
So it's this one.
And cold drink.
Cold drink. Yep. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Apply wheel changes. And... wheel time with Phil.
Ah, seatbelt.
Seatbelt. Okay.
And do you want to do a song? Do you want background music?
I'd like to have some background tune. I would say any Beethoven.
Okay.
Dealer's choice.
Very close in the, I know. On the spelling.
Yeah, I know.
She knows it was close.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to need the 2-hour one for this guy.
Do you want me to start it like in the middle?
Yeah, wow.
Are you guys going to Shenyun?
Yeah.
I guess which night are you going to is my question. Okay. And rant begins now.
Okay, so here's my gripe about seatbelt, all right? Okay, so we get in the car, right, and we just ironed our dress, right? We just ironed our dress, and it took a long time because iron is crank-powered because it's old-fashioned because we're doing vintage now in our house. So you get a crank-powered iron, and so with every stroke, you have to crank it up for at least, like, 15, 20 minutes. So it took the whole day to iron up this silk dress, right? And it's a different setting because it's silk, and a lot of people don't know that. So first you iron it, and then you ruin the silk dress. You have to go out and you have to get a different silk dress. So you get your new silk dress, now you know how to iron it, and you keep, but then after everything you also just keep crumpling it back up because it looks like tissue. And so it's finally you've ironed your silk dress for your big event, and you put your silk dress on, and then you get in the car, and then you have to put You have to put on seatbelt, okay? And here's the thing about seatbelt. A seatbelt is tight. By design, a seatbelt is tight. And what is that, okay? Because you're wearing your silk dress and you want it to look nice because you're going to an event. The event that you're going to is maybe, who knows, maybe like an industry event. Like maybe you're going to like an award, for example. And like that is something that happens all the time here in Los Angeles. For the listeners at home who maybe are not here in Los Angeles, there's a lot of like award events.
We've talked about that.
Yeah. So I'm talking about it now. And okay. So I actually am new to show and I haven't talked about award before.
I'm just
so
telling you because we've done award.
Okay. All right. Well, you actually destroyed my flow, so I should probably start over from the beginning.
I was trying. Okay. Start from the
beginning. Okay. Start it over.
Okay. So you're at your house and you're ironing dress, right? And you've got a crank powered iron and you have your crank powered iron and you're having trouble with your hand crank powered iron because it takes like 15-20 minutes to juice up the crank powered iron, and then you get inside your big car and now your car is big in this story, and your car is big and you're small, so when you drive the car you flop around everywhere because car is so big and you're so small, there's so much space in a big car. And the seatbelt is difficult because it is in the shape of triangle. And let's say you don't like triangle. Maybe you want circle. So you try to get a circle seatbelt and you can't find that anywhere. It's not on the market yet, except for in Tesla, but you can't afford Tesla, if that makes sense. Because Elon Musk make Tesla cost like at least $3,000 and you just don't have that yet. And you get inside the car and you put the triangle on.
Sorry, I hate to have you start over again, but but I just feel
too
like
fast.
I missed part of it.
Okay, so so you're in your okay, so Okay, so you're in your apartment, right? And you look at your silk dress, and then you're like, oh, okay, so there's a wrinkle in my silk dress. It's been hanging a smack between stuff. It's really easy to get a wrinkle in a silk dress. So you get your silk dress, and you have your iron to iron it, and you know that the iron is crank-powered, and that means that you have to spin the circle a lot. And a crank is a simple machine. For those of you who don't know a simple machine, so we've got pulley, we've got ramp, and we've got crank. And so you're using the simple machine, and when you're powering, telling the simple machine, you get tired, so you take a lot of naps when you're making the iron for your dress. And you iron your dress, and then you get into your big car. So you're driving a U-Haul truck because you can't afford Tesla. And Tesla costs up to like 60 grand, but minimum you're going to be spending at least $300 on a Tesla. And that is just not happening right now, because you're actually spending a lot of money on other stuff to get ready for award ceremony, because women have to get their hair done. They have to replace their old nails every time they paint their nails. And that takes a lot of time and a lot of money. And then, you know,
time's up.
Time's up. So that's sort of what I think about seatbelt, is that I don't like seatbelt, mostly because we had a fling, me and my, and then I tried to stick the seatbelt inside myself and it didn't work out. It did.
Double rant.
Yeah. So the seatbelt.
Tried to stick a seatbelt inside myself and it didn't work out.
Yeah. And I'm actually not going to get into that in detail, but it didn't work out. And there's a little awkward tension inside the U-Haul. So now I don't like seatbelt. And that's my personal thing with seatbelt. So I just hope when you're driving home today, or if you're driving now, you're going to unbuckle that seatbelt.
That is so interesting.
So what the wheel landed on was seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember that being on the wheel.
I suggested it.
Damn, I totally forgot.
Mm-hmm. But she's right about some, and I like thought about a lot of stuff I hadn't thought about before. It is a triangle.
Seatbelt's a triangle.
I didn't know that you guys had like history.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, and you easily could have said like, hey, you know, that one, you could have even like stopped the show.
And hey, that one's a little bit,
then
yeah,
like that one
spicy,
for me is like a little bit weird.
Well,
and like,
and
do they listen to this?
And I did know that there was awkward tension inside the U-Haul.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I did know that a Tesla costs $300, mm-hmm. but
which
I had never heard that in this context.
Yes. It was kind of a new frame for an old painting.
Well,
if that makes
sometimes
sense.
It's yes, it's interesting. Sometimes there's things that you know, but you've never really thought about.
Yeah,
and so to be challenged in that way, just in terms of seatbelt,
mm-hmm.
was pretty wild.
Well, Hollywood's all about like the like taking paradigms and just like smashing.
Mm.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay. Let's spin the wheel.
Sean again.
Okay, well, this will be quick. Get it on there.
Spin
and
the
I
wheel.
Just got to do some karaoke.
Okay, let's spin.
Beatrice Avail for next week.
Okay. So hang on, let me find, is there some way for me to send you the song that I want to do?
You could email me.
Okay.
Or to Kevin, yeah.
Kevin, hang on, I'm going to send you the song. And in the meantime, if you want to rant about seatbelts.
Okay, so here's another gripe about seatbelts that I forgot to mention. Is that seatbelt look a lot like noodle. And I think they can
yes.
all agree about that. And
they,
I'm
yes.
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 So when you get in your car, when you get in your car and you're so hungry, right? Like you
yes.
haven't eaten in a few days because you just haven't. And then you get in your car and you see a seatbelt that look like noodle. Mm-hmm. And then you try to eat seatbelt and then it keeps going into the car.
You try to suck it up in one slurp.
You try to suck it up in one slurp to prove something
mm-hmm.
that you can. And because everybody says you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Haze. And
they say I can't?
They say you can't suck up a spaghetti noodle in one slurp. So you try to suck it up, right? And then then it's attached to the inside of the car. So you got to go inside the car.
That was good.
It's scary in there.
Yes. Good for that was good to fill the time. And are we ready now?
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe it's the second one.
Those both look good.
All right. Juice it. Bump it up. Okay. Here we go.
It has started.
I only know the chorus. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
I don't want to do anything other than Wednesday. That's all I got next week. I am Mitra and my schedule's tight and I don't have anything but Wednesday. I am tired of trying to do other days that aren't Wednesday. Yeah, next week. I don't want to be anything other than doing this podcast next week on Wednesday. So that is my rant for that one.
There was so much lead up to it, but I think it really paid off.
Please,
I could see the time spent in the lab.
Yeah.
What that was for. Okay, so now it's just me and Kevin.
Am I booked?
Yes, that
apparently you got to do Wednesday.
Yes. Okay, spin it. The Haze Man.
Uh-oh. Now you're really going to find out what a rant tastes like. Yes.
I have to rant about the rant wheel.
You get to rant about the rant
wheel. Oh, God, that's such a good one.
Okay, I'm texting you. And while we find the song, maybe just a quick rant about seatbelts.
Okay, so another thing I want to say about seatbelts is why the click noise? When they click into the other thing, it make a noise, and why not sing a song, right? Why not do something interesting? like the iPhone text noise when you buckle in.
Okay, keep going.
And there's so many options. Okay, so, let's say that you don't want the iPhone text noise. Maybe you can customize it to say, hello, good job, thank you for buckling into your seatbelt.
Good job, yes.
Or it could say, maybe it teaches you a new word in a foreign language every time you buckle into your seatbelt. So then you're getting smarter when you're in your car instead of dumber. Or maybe it helps you, maybe it automatically honks your horn for you, for attention.
Hayes, what are you doing over there?
I'm getting ready to sing.
Oh, yes, this rocks.
I hate getting dumber in my car. And also, thank you so much for pointing that out.
And also, it's not even a belt you can wear outside.
I'm ready now.
Okay, that is probably the biggest problem I have with it. Seat belt? Not exactly holding my pants up, seat belt.
Yeah,
my pants, I can't, yeah.
Every time I get out of the car, my pants aren't on anymore.
They fall down. Kevin texted me last night, asked me what I wanna do with Mitra tomorrow. Sean replies after a half an hour, he says, no idea. Yes. Okay. Whoa. Let's just do the freaking rant wheel. Whoa. We have no ideas for a show. Whoa. Don't wanna do show anymore. Whoa! It's time to end the show. Don't really feel like a rant about the rant wheel.
Well, To me, what it was is the a rant about the concept of doing the ramp.
Yeah,
wheel.
Okay.
We didn't really have any other ideas.
Yes.
And it was just something that I had done with Mitra before.
Yep.
So I guess it's more the rant wheel to me, what it represents is us being totally out of ideas.
Yeah, it was a crime of opportunity doing the rant wheel.
Right. So now does
just
that
the convenience.
Now does that make sense?
Now I'm starting to be able to piece together, and that's what's nice about the rants sometimes, is that there's really trident layers to them, isn't there?
Yes. And I also didn't want to rant it too much because this is our concept now that we own. And we have to keep doing it. So I don't want to fully ether it in the first episode.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, turn on
like
head,
Mitra
like,
did with Seatbelt. Now people will die.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Power and influence. And also just like there's too much of us. And now there will be less.
This is population control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanos. Thanos tweet trip.
Yeah, Thor.
Spin the wheel, please. Cut X me.
All right,
and spin the wheel.
Okay.
X Hayes.
Okay. Yep.
Spin.
Apply. And spin.
It's Kevin.
Hey.
Okay, and we'll go out on Kevin's rant.
Okay, I'm just gonna leave rant wheel in here so it goes faster.
She thinks the wheel will go faster with fewer things on it.
Oh, what a great lucky
okay,
one.
And Kevin gets the bottom row of Mitra's teeth. Do you want a second to kind of like
here.
To study? Oh, boy. Good luck attacking that.
Okay.
Be brutal. I've got a thick skin.
She genuinely wants notes.
I want to go home with hurt feelings.
She genuinely wants to make it better.
I'm trying.
Mitra! You wake up late for school and you don't brush your teeth. Oh my god, this is brutal. You ask your mom, please, but she still says, brush your teeth again. You missed two classes because you didn't brush your teeth. But your teacher preaches class like you really need to brush your teeth. You gotta brush your teeth and party.
Okay.
The top teeth look pretty good. But those bottom teeth look like a piece of wood. Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Kevin, living at home is such a problem. Because your teeth need a little work in the bottom area. It's a problem.
Busted.
You gotta brush your teeth, specifically the bottom area.
That's it. Thank you.
I need something better to go out on, Kevin. You have to keep going. Sorry. You gotta brush. So you have some real time to think about it, but I really need like a really either super mean or like just a really good line to get out on. You have a cavity and we didn't discuss it. But I'm here and sorry, Mitra, it's gonna hurt.
Okay. Still not there.
I'm gonna rip it out. That's right. Doctor's in. And on the second song, we're gonna attack that chin.
Whoa, she didn't offer that.
You gotta brush your teeth and address the cavity.
What's wrong with my chin?
Oh no, Kevin. Song.
You gotta brush your teeth and floss the bottom ones. Okay, let's think. Gums are bleeding. We need to talk about that too. It's
okay, we're not gonna get it. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.